This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. After a long hiatus, South Korea says it's held talks in the city of Busan with a top Chinese diplomat, Yang Jiechi, a member of the Communist Party Politburo. Centered on trade, nuclear issues, and the response to the coronavirus, the talks involve the first South Korean visit by a high-level Beijing official since the pandemic erupted in China late last year. The two countries resumed exchanges last month when Seoul sent a ranking diplomat to China for a bilateral economic meeting. The United States is suspending military aid to the West African nation of Mali, this in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. His forced fall from power this week concerns Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the former French colony, which has been trying to counter a militant Islamist threat. The U.S. has been providing training to soldiers in Mali, apparently including several of the officers who led the coup, which has been celebrated by crowds in the capital, Bamako. Outspoken Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is being treated at a hospital in Berlin today after being flown from Siberia aboard an ambulance aircraft. His condition is said to be stable but worrying. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were responding to the request of his wife and others who said the hospital treating him was badly equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a strong anti-corruption campaigner, fell ill on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea his backers believed was laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene. Then the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny now is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council today welcomed a ceasefire announcement in Libya and called on all parties to adhere to it. The aim, said the council, is to reach a permanent and comprehensive solution to the fighting in the